From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. Coming up, advice for a president, how to talk about war. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. First, the lead, Ann Garrels in Iraq, where for a second day, insurgents have attacked a police station, apparently trying to free prisoners held there. Ann, you're in Baghdad. What happened and where did it happen?
Well, it happened in Medan. This is a mixed Sunni and Shiite town where sectarian tensions run high and where insurgent attacks on Iraqi forces are not infrequent. As you say, there was an attack in apparently trying to release prisoners. In this incident, U.S. and Iraqi forces quickly mobilized and were apparently able to respond in time, although not before 4 police were killed and 5 wounded. According to the Iraqi police we've been able to reach, about 50 insurgents were subsequently captured, including a Syrian who reportedly had leaflets by the leader of al-Qaeda in Iraq, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi.
So yesterday there was another prison break, 100 people involved in that one, and a lot of prisoners did get away. Are these two incidents tied to each other, do people think?
It's unclear. Yesterday's attack was much bigger, better coordinated, and quite frankly, devastating. There might have been as many as 200 insurgents involved as they tried to storm the jail. Insurgents cut phone lines, they detonated several roadside bombs to block government reinforces from reaching the jail. So, coordinated or not, these two attacks show that even though sectarian violence has recently emerged as a serious concern, the anti-government insurgency is still a very real problem.
Well, Anne, in this incident today where they captured 50 of the insurgents, would that be a pretty good number? I mean, I would think that would represent some sort of intelligence coup because all these people can be interrogated, right?
Well, we hear about large number of suspected insurgents being taken all the time. Just whether they're insurgents, we don't know. Often we hear that most of them are subsequently released because they were not insurgents at all.
Speaking of which, there's a change in U.S. military policy now for Iraqi journalists and interpreters who travel with American journalists who also wind up in captivity from time to time. Tell us what's going on.
General Jack Gardner over the weekend told Reuters that journalists will no longer be detained just because they're found at the site of an attack, and that if detained, the U.S. will endeavor to process them within 36 hours. And this is a vast improvement on the months-long detention several journalists, primarily Iraqis, have been experiencing. Now, the improvements are great, but the ongoing CBS case is a cautionary tale. CBS was informed late last night, Baghdad time, the trial of one of its freelance cameramen would begin at 9 a.m. this morning. And as it turned out, the trial was postponed, but CBS and the defendant's lawyer still don't even know what the formal charges are. And this after the cameraman's been held for a year. CBS and the lawyers are very careful to say they don't think CBS is being targeted in particular. It's a symptom of the complete breakdown of the judicial system. At Abu Ghraib prison on any given day at 6 a.m., there are hundreds upon hundreds of people lining up, and at best, maybe 40 get in, and that includes the defendant's lawyers. By the time defendants get to the courts, whether it's journalists or not, they don't know what the charges are, and they've never even been able to see their lawyers.
From Baghdad, NPR's Ann Garrels. Ann, thank you.
Thank you.